Welcome to the podcast. It is, what day is it? So it's Thursday, May 17th at 8:36 a.m. However, I'm going to do the recap of Wednesday, May 16th. I don't have much time right now because I have a very packed day starting at 9 o'clock and then meetings for about 12 hours straight today. So let me just jump into it and give you a couple of the highlights. Yesterday, I went to a blockchain event or conference. Went for a couple of hours, heard some speakers. Nothing really new. Themes that were interesting or I guess that just keep coming up. The tokenization of basically everything. That's happening. But I thought it was an interesting point that someone made and something that I've been thinking about as well is that when people, if you've heard of tokenization or security tokens or that sort of thing, it's basically just making a, if I had to really simplify it, it's making some asset and turning it into something that there's essentially digital shares of things. So think about a piece of real estate right now. If you want to buy a piece of real estate, right, you have a couple of options. One, you can just buy the thing outright. Two, you can pool, investors' money together. Three, you can invest in REITs, real estate investment trusts, where someone else has bought a bunch of different real estate, bundled it up, and then sold it. But the interesting thing about security tokens is then all of a sudden you can remove the middleman. So, for example, in the case of the REIT, the value that they're providing is sourcing everything, bundling up it all together, then selling it to you, right? But with this, if everything is tokenized, then I can just go on and digitally, purchase a share or a piece of a real estate or of a car or of something like that. I thought it was an interesting point someone else also made. Or that same person is that when everything gets tokenized, it means there's more liquidity. When there's not liquidity, assets are mispriced, right? So the less liquid something is, it's not a free market then, and so it can't be priced actually accurately. It's mispriced. So as things get more tokenized, it means the liquidity will shoot up, and then asset prices will be more. It will be more of a free market, let's say, free market economy where people have access to invest in these things. And so assets will be priced a little bit more accurately. So that was an interesting one, right? Because when you think about it, in general, we don't really live in a free market. We might, think overall it's kind of a free market, but really there's, access is a huge thing. Access regulations, right? Once all of those things, once access is kind of solved by some of these security tokens, and I think this is going to take some time, right? But that's kind of where we're going, is that then things become a bit more accessible. Now, the counterpoint to all of this is that, then what is the role of the people who used to do the sourcing and all of this kind of thing? I still think there's going to be a role, like an advisory kind of position there. Because, just because you have access to, say I have access to something, it still doesn't mean that I actually know, and I'm saying me, general person, knows, like, hey, this is where I should put my money, or I understand exactly what I'm doing here. It just means now I have easier access, right? But do I actually know the best place to put my money? I still think there's going to be a role for advisors, but we'll see how it plays out. It'll be interesting, or I think at some point, I think every company will be tokenized. This is just the way it's going to work, and it's not, I don't know, it's just going to happen. And I think Jacked will at some point, something I've been thinking about and getting more and more convinced about, but haven't really publicly talked about, is I think Jacked will be tokenized, but I think every company will be, because it just makes sense, and it sounds kind of weird, this tokenized, right? But it's really just it's just you know, turning shares digital, if I had to like really simplify it, and I'm slightly oversimplifying it, but if you think of it like that, right, when you hear about a token, just think of it like a digital share or digital asset. That's at least how I think about it. So anyways, those are a couple of thoughts. I'm kind of going on a tangent, a little rant here. The other thing, yesterday closed, I had to send out the paperwork for two deals, but had emails come in the evening saying they want to move forward. Two smaller deals, one 20K, one 15 to 20K to start. Both of them, you know, as long as we perform, I think they'll be ongoing kind of things. But, you know, that's 35 to 40K out of that hole that I told you about, which was about, I think it was, I'm going to look it up, 90K. So that helps. You know, we're closing that gap to June. You're seeing it live, literally seeing it live. How we'll close the gap or not. You know, we have 13 days left in May, things are coming along. So glad we closed a couple deals. That's what I have to do right now. I need to send some emails, finalize some scopes, do all that thing, get those done, and then get on with trying to close some more business. All right, I will see you guys tomorrow.